Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying.
More, man. You can never, never have enough, you know. But, ladies and gentlemen, we do have an inside track for you. If you desire to have some raw links and you have none, or if you desire to get more because you have too little, or if you just want some because there can never be too much, the CEO of Raw Links happens to be the same CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Check this out. Reach out to him in his inbox. Hit him up. Tell him, hey, look, sir, I need some of these raw links. Or simply just say thank you for Epiphany Radio. Now, ladies and gentlemen, J-Rob is going to explain to you what's happening tonight. Why, son, can you let the poets know what tonight will entail?
Listen, Van, it would be my pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, how else can I let y'all know what we are fixing to do unless I tell y'all what it do? Hey, listen, just want to let everyone.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hold it in. My bad.
Man, you gonna be mad at me? I put it in to the event page and it didn't save, except for the first part that we put in.
That's all right, bro.
I'll do the beginning intro. You do the second party intro, just like we're gonna let people know how we're gonna start this show. How about that?
Sounds great.
Cool. So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, y'all realize tonight's the last Thursday of October. And October has been so good to us on the get down, especially me. But tonight,
me too.
It's the end of the month open. It's been great to Van. It's been great to the get down. It's been really great for me. But it's been a good month. Y'all have no idea. The winter's going to be incredible. It's going to be so warm during the winter. But tonight we're doing the end of the month open, Mike. What you think about that, Van?
Oh, man, I am excited, man. I can't wait. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have affectionately titled the last Thursdays of the month and each month going forward to be the Get Down Live.
Woo! Woo! I hope you're ready.
I don't know how excited about that y'all are, but me and J-Rob are extremely excited to take off. We taking off the themes, we taking off the topics, and we just want y'all to give it to us. So we're going to call it the Get Down Live. Open mic. Man, listen. We occasionally, J-Rob, the wise son, and myself, we'll come with a topic and we'll say, hey, how about you write to this topic? I mean, we might push or nudge your pen to go into that direction because we want to see what you come up with and most importantly, inspire the both of us. But tonight, ever your pen moves, whatever direction it decides to go in, whatever piece you've been flipping through your phone since we've been talking, like, oh, my God, which one am I going to do? Which one am I going to do? I don't know which one. Hey, just pick one. I don't even care if we've heard it before. Pick one.
Yeah.
And go in. I mean, what do you think? Do you think that's fair? I think that is so fair,
man. It would be sacrilegious for us to do it any differently. But
okay.
That's me.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. You know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure. Because I kind of know what we're going to get. I kind of just know. I want to be pleasantly surprised.
You want to be pleasantly surprised. You know how hard it is to surprise you, Van Metal?
I do.
You know how hard.
And all of my friends know it too. But there's still some that manage to do just that. And tonight, man, J-Rob, I'm looking at the lineup tonight, and I see these poets, these dynamic poets, and I just can't wait to hear what they're going to say.
And you want to be pleasantly surprised. I'm just trying to get that part right.
I do.
So before we get into all this, give me a glimpse of what pleasantly surprised sounds like to Van Metal. Just a glimpse. I don't want to lie. Just a glimpse. Because I know how hard it is to surprise you. I've tried.
Okay. I tell you what. How about I do my piece and see if you're pleasantly surprised? What do y'all think?
No, I was going to ask you, can I go first? Better yet. How about this? Wait. How about we collab? It's the end of the month. Let's collab. And we do it like that. How about that?
Hey. Well, listen, I tell you what. I'm all for that. As a matter of fact, I would be honored if you would start this off.
So the mic is mine.
Go ahead and get down.
My man. That's
hey, you know what? You know what? Hold on. Because this is the Get Down Live. We will be saying, J-Rob, the mic is yours.
Woo! Are we taking it back? We're taking it back?
We're taking it back.
Okay. So walk me into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Get Down Live. Tonight, you will experience poetry from every genre, every walk of life, from the most dynamic poets you've ever heard. And right now, spotlight, please, coming to the mic to make you pleasantly surprised is J-Rob, the wise son. The mic is yours.
Hey, baby, can you give me just a few minutes of you? Can you let me be the Darius for you, that dope line and some fine poetry for you? And since I know you're already spoken for, baby, can I please do some vampire shit to you? Let me get a drop of your own blood so I can have my own version of Nia Long, clone of you, just to be close to you, pressed up next to you. Kissing and licking those parts of you, doing the things that you like me to do for the groove in you, while whispering soft shit to you, saying something sexy to you, like I love being inside of you, the silky side of you, the deepest parts of you that speak in this coded love language that's all about you. With you asking me, what am I going to do with you, while touching, kissing, and licking all over you, kissing and sucking every part of you, doing extravagant, Oreo, elongated, tongue-twisting pirouettes all in your mouth and other orifice like this all over you, while softly whispering French manuscripts of sexy slurping sounds of deeply devouring delights that are coming from you, only to look forward to the next sexy naughty rendezvous starring you. Baby, please just do me one favor. Yeah. Next time, keep your heels on. Why? Because to me, you are absolutely one of the most beautifully, originally, ebony-hued hand carving of walking perfection dipped in God's original brown skin that has been based in all of his pure chocolatey goodness in every sense of the word that defines the pitch-perfect punctuation of feminine pulchritude in chocolate form. Oh, my God, please. Let me be that erotic metaphor that only whispers to you during steamy evenings of sensuously and seriously sexy, oily, secretion, slippery nights, spread eagle, during private moments, some private moments that are so risque that even your fingers are going to blush from the sensual consent of being a willing participant to something that you knew you was about to get into. Is that all right? Is that all right? I am, for eternity, J. Rob the Wise Son, and this is for the groove in you. Peace.
I bet you taste like heaven, and I'm ready to earn my halo. And everywhere we go, people will admire just how sexy we as a couple are. Some will say they've traveled near or far. They've yet to find two individuals' energies. Make them just want to make love, and we've just made them moist and stiff at the same time. Our signature kiss is unlike any other. The whole world wishes they could discover a pattern of entangled lips that creates an antiquated passion. From back in the day where love was pure and filled with the notion that no matter what, I've got you. And as I taste the ambrosia that is you, heaven will smile upon my good deeds. The halo I've earned is from your pleasure, and I plan to exceed. Exceed by giving birth to your orgasmic bliss, and the unearthly moisture being created deserves another kiss. Whoops, I almost forgot we were being observed. As they, he, she, them watched our exchange in awe. So what, I like it raw. That's where the natural elements of creativity take place, and it leads to the birth of art. So I don't care if you watch, just please learn something. Then go forth and multiply your seeds into everything. Hey, get your mind out of the gutter. I'm only talking about poetry that she and I utter. Poem.
My man.
My son.
Let me tell you. That right there, that's how you start the show.
Indeed,
two glasses of wine.
Indeed,
sipping on something you kind of dig. Thinking about somebody that you kind of like. And got the notion kind of chocolatey. And man, oh man, you write this kind of poetry to someone you're thinking about. The only thing that they can ever say is, he better be talking about me.
Hey man, listen. We're not gonna skip over you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, did y'all feel like he was going to get on stage and be like, "Say, baby, can I be your slave? J'aime toi. Hey, tree.
No, mademoiselle, tree, ball.
Oh, mademoiselle. Ooh.
Really?
That's what we're doing? It sounded like you was up there getting ready to go into a French motif in love zone mode, bro. I was ready for it. I was ready to encourage you and everything, bro. That, bro, fire.
I almost jumped off the edge, man. Almost. However, I had to do my Orange Juice Jones, but I chilled.
My man. Hey, man.
Listen.
Hey, fire, bro.
That was dope.
Fire, bro. Indeed. Hey.
That was absolutely dope.
Fire, bro. Fire. So
ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe later. You want to tell them now? Go ahead.
Hey, welcome to the Get Down Live. It's all poetry tonight, baby. It's all good poetry, baby. It's open mic live tonight, baby. The mic is yours tonight, baby. Welcome to the Get Down, baby. This is the baddest place on the planet. Come on. This is the screaming orgasm you've been looking for, poetically speaking.
Yes, this is.
This is why Thursday nights are Friday Eve. It's the Get Down, poetic. Why, son? The Epiphany Radio Universe. It's the Get Down, baby. Aren't you glad you're here? Woo! Mm-hmm. That's where you start off.
Come on, baby love. Go ahead and press that one.
Press one. Stop playing. Even if all you want to say is hi, that you're a fan of Van Metals, and you know tonight there's no light skin privileges, there's no dark skin privileges.
That's right.
Just the Get Down, and it's all poetry, baby. So you
all
gotta
live.
Give it to us the way you like it.
Hey,
live.
To some of the older cats, the older poetesses. Guess what? It's live. It ain't Memorex. Young folks.
Come on now.
Listen. I am ready, Jay, to hear what these poets are going to deliver to us unto tonight. Because not only am I a poet, not only am I a host, not only am I Van, but I am also a fan of poetry. And if any of you are fans of poetry like I am, you're going to want to hear as much poetry till you get full. And guess what, baby? All I had was an appetizer. I ain't even had a main course yet, so I'm ready.
They haven't even heard the other stuff that we wrote. I won't give it away. I'm not going to give it away.
Let's see who
we got on the mic, brother. Let's see who we got.
Listen, check this out. First up on the mic tonight, J-Rob, and ladies and gentlemen, is one-third host of the Soul Cafe, one-half host of the Erotic Love Zone, the host of Poetic Therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, we give to you La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey. Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good, honey.
Good evening, Danielle.
Y'all caught me off guard. I'm working on something else, but let me get it.
Okay, let me say it the right way. Hey, Miss Curly, how you doing?
I'm good.
What's up, Miss Pearly? What you doing, baby?
Oh,
love.
You know, both of y'all will be fired. Keep on impersonating that man.
We fired. We already know it. But guess what? We're going to tell you tomorrow. Like it ain't nothing. Like it ain't even happened.
If we're going to get fired, we might as well go down in a ball of flame. So
I know that.
In the words of my big brother, Shamala Bosa, Shamalama Ding.
Oh man.
Gotta love it.
Yes. I love that collab. Man, y'all are amazing poets. I mean, just the greatest writers. You are up there. You top notch. I love to listen to y'all spit your poetry, man. It's awesome. It's dope.
We appreciate that, but we're just a couple of fellas on the mic. And when we pop up on the mic, we rock the mic, right?
My bad.
But this moment, This moment right here? This moment right here?
Is right here?
It's not about me.
Spotlight,
you.
Please.
All right.
Spotlight.
Spotlight. Hey, yo, Vinny. Vinny.
Thank you.
No, no. Bring the spotlight closer, Danielle. Yeah,
yes,
the dreadlock girl.
Yes. Yes.
There you go. There you go.
Please and thank you.
There you go.
So, we don't have a question tonight. We don't have anything that we'd like to say to you other than the mic is yours.
Is yours.
Thank you. All right. This is an older piece. This is called Our Purity. Before I knew who I was, everyone before you just took advantage. And most that came after felt good in the moment. Just a temporary quick fix Band-Aid on an open wound. But if you, I never felt like I had to fight to have a space. Because you made me feel safe. Not placed in some frivolous connection. You took the time to touch me just the way you knew would fill not just my physical desire, but in a way that dances with my soul. You didn't just allow me to know you, experience you, because you knew that my craving for intimacy is like the petals of nature opening to the early morning dew. Your mere existence gave my pulse life and my reason in this existence, understanding. You didn't just sweep me off my feet, you helped me keep my balance. Because you understood the principles of what it takes. You understood the principles of what makes a relationship flourish and grow. That it needs to be nurtured with love and attentive consistency. Replenished with conversation and communication. Most importantly, attended to with patience and consistent persistence in the belief that it can, it will work. Your vibration is so high that when our souls danced, we created an energy that the stars gossip about throughout the galaxies. No, we could spend lifetimes together. I'd happily settle for just one to keep the memory of forever. I could say that you're just a man, but when the goddess in me recognized the god in you, she knew it was celestial. We are stardust streaming the night skyline, and angels consult us about light because of the purity of our love. Like the energy of sun rays shining through clouds, for we are heart to heart. And that's their piece. Yeah, excuse me.
Damn!
Hard,
right? Damn! You know what, man? You know what?
What's up,
I'm gonna say it the way you and I said at the beginning of the show. She better have been saying that about me.
That's all right. You better have been talking about me. Hey, yo, hey, Jay, I don't mean no harm, bro, but if this is the kind of stuff we're going to get tonight, bro, we are in trouble.
Listen, y'all better get something cold to drink, get you some ice, or find you something nice and sexy to sip on while you are slowly slurping on something sensual from the get-go. Don Yelting. Girl, you got some coming in here.
Yes, love.
Damn. You say this kind of sexy shit in front of two grown ass men. What the hell? You better have been talking to me.
Oh, y'all keep talking. My hand is.
This was some beautiful work right here. I'm listening.
I'm trying to tell you, bro.
I'm like, my gracious. You know, I had to, you know, put my hand over my heart for a minute and be like, wait a minute.
She got all celestial on us and whatnot. I'm like, yo, what the hell is this? Who this is? Talking this kind of shit on the get the girl? I'm glad you showed up tonight.
That part.
Because me and Vin had a topic, and I didn't want you to be like, I
don't have nothing for that tonight. So y'all just gonna, I would just listen.
But tonight, she's like, no,
yeah. Yeah.
She's like, tonight, so bad. She's like, I'm having conversations with God. And the Lord says that you have to be celestial in order to get where I'm going to be where I'm at. Oops, you missed the turnoff. When we turned over at heaven, my bad, your Lord, who's next? Poem.
Yeah,
here go. Man, she got a brother here. Get ready to sing.
I'ma leave my door open.
That's what I'm talking about. That was a fire piece. Fire piece.
The dark skinned dude is going to say, girl, I like that poem, but I hope you out here walking barefoot in the street. Watch out.
Barefoot in the street. My man. Hey, that's what's up, though. Man, that was fire, Danielle. That was fire. Really, really fun.
Thank you.
Really loved it.
Appreciate
really
it.
Loved it. Now,
thank you.
If you would be so kind to please let it first
post
of all,
that.
First of all, let me tell you how I really enjoyed the show last night, ladies and gentlemen. I took off last night. I was there listening to the show because I just wanted to be a fan for a moment, and I think that's okay, right? Just be a fan for a moment. And, man, these folks came through with some of these erotic bedtime stories. Look at here.
Yeah,
I was upset that I slept alone. I'm just saying.
Really? Really? That's where they were at? That's where they were coming from?
That's where they was coming from.
You weren't the only one that was upset. Did you talk to that lady? Because I don't know what you told her, what kind of relationship you told her we have, but I don't keep track of your movement or your where you go or what you do, okay? But she was calling me, and apparently you was dodging her calls. What's going on? You know what? I don't know what's going on.
I told her that I would be listening to this show intently because I don't write a lot of stories, erotic ones. And especially bedtime ones. So in me listening to all of that, it actually prompted me to do another one-line post. For those of you that follow my one-line posts, I've already gotten an inbox to do a collab to that one-line post. So some of you have to go out there and read it now. But it was an amazing show. And I really enjoyed what I was hearing. And me and Clinda, we worked it out.
You know what, Danielle? I'm sorry. La Pearl, La Negra. Since Van is getting all these inboxes and his DM to do some poetry, ain't nobody hitting the Chocolate Boy Wonder. So I got to go out and get mine. So since I got to go out and get mine, I'm going to put it out there. How about me and you, baby? How about me and you talk about the stars and the sun and the coalition between the two in a collab piece that sounds something sexy like...
Oh,
yeah.
That's what we do it? We just jumping all the way across the table. We jumping all the way across the table. Matter of fact, we done put the table out of the way.
I'm jumping across the table. I didn't mean to push you out the way. I'm just jumping across the table because Libras need love too. Not just the Aries. Libras need love too.
I do not believe that your inbox is dry. And
right, don't let him.
Wow. You gonna say that live?
Cap on that.
That's what we have? Wow.
I don't believe it.
And you know this show is recorded. That's what we doing? That's what we doing. Wow. Okay.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I put out a good request and this is what I get. This is what I get.
Be talking. Well, guess what? My inbox don't be dry for the attention that you be getting, I'm trying to tell you.
That's what we're saying?
Oh, my God.
I asked for a collab. I asked for a collab, and you going into my personal life like you live in the Bronx. You could have just said no, baby. It's okay.
This is why
it's
I can't believe that your inbox is dropped.
Nah,
I'm going to put it out there right now.
It's okay.
Now.
Hey, we have some wonderful parting gifts
We can't send her off yet because she's got to tell us where she is.
Why?
Because
it would only be fair.
Where they can find her, Jay.
Yes. And I do.
You know what he's about to make me do now, yo? Can you give me a quick second? Let me put him back in the mood. Okay, he should be happy now. He, Christmas time is a very happy time for some people. Okay, La Perla Negra. Will you let the listening audience know where you are, please?
Sure. But before I do, ladies, please tell him what you are telling me. I'm not relaying your messages anymore. Please go into the box and tell him from here on in. Thank you. Now.
Oh, shit. Somebody just hit my inbox.
Wait, hold up. Tell me.
Do not pay attention to her. Do not pay my inbox. She said,
La Perla Negra. If you don't mind, would you please? Can we move to you letting everybody know where you are so that we can,
Absolutely. Alternating Saturday nights, I am the host of Poetic Therapy. And that is a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry, some healthy conversation, or some smooth sounds from my playlist. Alternating Monday nights, I am one-third host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with CEO of Epiphany Radio and Raw Links, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. And Poetic, now y'all come on by on the Monday nights because we have a second half of the show, and it's a segment called Pick Up Your Pen, where that puts you in a time constraint, but it helps you tap into your creative side, and I think you will love it. Wednesday nights, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Now, you know how we do. We like to play around with the topic and tease you a little bit before we actually give it to you. But y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in your erotic love zone. Oh, and I got to add on, every other Friday night, I am kind of co-hosting with anonymity in Iron Sharpens Iron, okay? So y'all come on by Friday night. Every night of the week, Epiphany got something on lock. Y'all come on by. You ain't going to be disappointed. Back to you, gentlemen. And I want to know who the chick is. I'll find out so I can set her straight. You don't come for my family like that. Don't play with it. Don't play with it. I'm trying to tell you.
All right. Now, thank you, Bill Perla Necker. J-Rob will send you the screenshot as well. But get on over to the Get Down Dance Floor so we can keep this party moving.
All right. Take one love, one mic.
One love and one mic.
Is the Perla Negra. If you missed her last night, you can catch her Friday and Saturday. We're going to keep this party going, J-Rob. Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we have Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, gentlemen, what's going on with my sexy, sexy chocolate vanilla swirl man tonight?
Ooh.
Hey, you.
Doing
what's
great.
What's up?
Doing wonderful. Absolutely.
I'm kind of good now. I'm feeling kind of special now. All right, son. You're left and I done found a girl. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Welcome to the Get.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's good to hear your voice.
You guys are having a ball in here tonight.
It's the Thursday of October.
Absolutely.
Tonight is the Get Down Live, baby. Welcome.
I think I need to bring something special tonight then.
As you should every Thursday night, baby. Come on. Stop playing.
You ain't got no complaints from me. I'm just saying.
Hey, I know who I'm talking to. I ain't complaining about nothing. Nothing. You see me not complain. Nothing.
So tonight I have kind of an exclusive piece for you guys.
Ooh, man, we gotta dip back in the day, man.
Exclusive.
New ink,
fresh ink.
Okay,
well,
so let me tell you the story. So what's going on with this piece is that I'm working on my first poetry CD, and this piece is going to be on the CD, and I'm going to have a live musician playing with me on this piece. But we're working on putting the song together right now, so the audio is not ready yet, but the poem is written, so I'm bringing you guys the poem tonight.
Well, well, well.
Sit back, y'all. This is going to be good. Walk her in, man. Go ahead.
It's your turn to walk her in.
Come here, girl. Grab my hand. Let me walk you to this mic. Move
there,
in.
There you go.
Come on.
Come here, girl. I'm moving. Spotlight.
Come here, girl. Hey. You stand right here. Stand right here in front of this microphone. Don't look at him. We know he's handsome. Stare at the audience.
Okay.
Think about J-Rob the Wise Son. Spit this piece, baby, because the mic is yours.
This piece is called Violin. He plays me like a violin, caresses me close and places his head on my chin rest, touching on the pegs of my desires as he fine-tunes me, rosins his bow so that he may craft the melodies my heart wants to sing for him. Delicate plucks and strokes on my strings, fingering me to play the tune he desires from me. Urging harmonious moans as he masterfully designs complex chords from my simplicity. Because I am his instrument, and no one can manifest the things his hands create in me. Pizzicato pleasures across my fingerboard, bowing soul Ponticello rhythms with glass-like clarity, then dynamics spiral into sensual sonatas with broad strokes and languid passages so deliciously fluid that angel tears flow from the beauty he brings forth in me. And as we climb toward the bridge, unbridled passion explodes, entwining our song into mezzo-soprano cries and baritone harmonies never written, ultimately settling into pianissimo whispers as the composition completes its climax, leaving us satisfied, satiated,
yet still wanting, because our song never ends, because he plays me like a violin, note passed down through this musical architect who designs intimate intonations of love, and I desire to remain his instrument for all time. I'm lit, and you've just been serviced.
Well, so that's the kind of poetry we expected to be on the CD.
Mm-hmm.
You, Miss Lady, this is kind of dope right here. This is kind of dope, and I dig how you playing with this. I want to hear what it sounds like when you're in the studio with this.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Do me just one, do me one favor when you do this piece.
Okay.
Slow down. Because this shit is sexy. Slow down.
Okay.
For every stanza, every stanza should be like a heel clicking on brand new floors. And all they hear is a click. Slow that puppy down. Like you strolling into a party and all people can hear is the click clack of your shoe.
Okay.
I'm digging this. I'm digging this exclusive. So y'all ain't got nothing. I hope y'all listening, because this was strictly exclusive. Van Meadows, what say you, brother?
I like that. Hey, I like this piece. I love this piece. The instrument that's going to be played. Is he going to be playing the violin?
Oh, yes.
Yes. It's a solo violin piece.
Okay.
Because line, when you talk about he played you like a violin, it's setting the tone for this piece. So like J-Rob said, slow it down. But I would have you when you're in the studio, close your eyes and pretend that you are reciting this for the first time to that man that has your heart. And baby, listen, that thing gonna sell like hotcakes, I'm telling you now. Because the content of the piece is very, very sexy. Yeah. I like this. Oh, yeah.
I wasn't thinking about that, Van, and I like where your head is at on this one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I can get it.
So when is the studio date for the live recording?
We're hoping to get in the studio sometime in December, because his schedule is kind of busy and so is mine at this point. But we have some studio time aside in December, and he's still writing the music to go with the piece.
Nice. Okay. I can't wait to hear it. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Lips. Now we're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, and thank you for giving us something else to look forward to.
I actually have something else to plug.
Go ahead.
This Sunday night on Clubhouse in the Songs and the Key of Poetry room, on the nightcap, 9:00 Eastern Sunday night, I am going to be the feature for a Sunday night show.
Okay. Put that in the event page.
Okay.
Absolutely. So those that can support you will be there to support you. Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Lips.
All righty. I'm headed over to that. Going over there and see what Danielle's up to, and I'm going to save you guys a couple of dances.
All right, that sounds
you
good.
You better make sure.
Good. I know that's
actually,
right.
I got a slow jam I want from you, J-Rob.
You damn sure better, girl.
I need to be held by a reason for a change.
Hey, I got a new dance step called the Chocolate Boy Wonder. You just stand
all right,
by.
All right, I'll take
it. Stand by.
All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Lips, and oh my goodness, we can't wait to hear that piece with the music. I'm looking forward to it, Jay. I'm looking forward to it.
You? Man, listen. I'm trying to tell you, it's going to be magical.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, what do you say we keep this this Get Down Live night of poetry going? We keep it going with one of my favorite poets popping in. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. Kingpin, is on the mic. What's good with you, my brother?
What's happening, brothers?
Oh,
What's good with you, big bro?
How you doing?
Been enjoying this week. I took this week off. I still don't go back to work until next Tuesday, so I've just been... I had three things I wanted to do while I was off. Sleep, sleep, and sleep. And so far, I've gotten to sleep and sleep. So the third one is coming.
Enjoy.
That's right.
Enjoy. Wake up from some sleep and enjoy some more, brother. Enjoy
more. Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you got to listen to your body these days, especially at my advanced stage. You don't listen, it will put you down.
It will put you down. Indeed. Whew.
This we know. This
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. My brother, it's so good to have you here tonight, and knowing your poetic repertoire, your catalog, if you will, I'm excited to hear what piece you brought for us tonight. So there is simply no questions, no we going back, and we're simply going to say. Jay, back up, please. Spotlight, please. Spotlight. Spotlight. Thank you. Kingpin, the mic is yours.
This is a piece called Can You Hear Them? Close your eyes. Listen closely. Spread your consciousness. Can you hear them? Can you hear the voices of those taken from their homeland? The yells and the screams, knowing they would never see it again. Can you hear them? Can you hear the confusion in a land strange to them, a language foreign to them? Even though some looked like them. Can you hear them? The silence of the Igbo, a proud people, took their lives as a whole so they could die as a people. Can you hear them? Harriet Tubman rallying those who would go to follow the Underground Railroad to find a new life. Can you hear them? Maya Angelou saying why the caged bird sings. He sings to enlighten. He sings to uplift. He sings to be a beacon for us all. Can you hear them? The poets, the griots, the poetry. Can you hear me? It's at peace.
Wow. Why is that?
Bruh. This is so damn dope. I'm following you. And normally, you know, I'm hitting the event page and trying to find songs in between listening to the poets. But this right here, I just had to pause and just listen. because every so often I'm listening to poets when they spit, and this is just something you got to pay attention to. And that catchphrase that you gave this piece, if people ain't paying attention to it, them next stanzas are going to make you stand still and be like, I need to pay attention. And you hit so many pieces. You hit so many historical references with this. And you brought it all the way back up to right now. I think this is an outstanding piece of poetry. I think this is an absolutely outstanding piece of poetry.
Thank you, sir.
That Harriet Tubman joint got me. Van Metal,
yeah.
Let's see you, sir.
Yeah. I have to agree with my brother here on this one, Kingpin. I love toward the ending when you said, can you hear me? It's like you took this piece and it became very personal as you were going through it, as you were writing it. It got real personal.
Uh-huh.
And you were in the piece as you're going in. At the end, you're almost pleading, can you hear me? It's like don't shut off the fact that all these things happen. Don't shut off the fact that you don't want to hear it anymore. Don't shut off the fact that it's too much for you. Don't shut off the fact that your emotions are being played with. Listen. Can you hear me? And you are reminding us of why poetry exists. Why the poets that came before us scribed. Why we told stories, why we kept history alive through our ink and the relevance of today. So I salute you, my brother. This is a phenomenal piece. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you guys for the platform.
Oh, the pleasure's all ours, man.
No, thank you. Yeah, pleasure belongs to us, bro. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, I don't know if you've brought your walker, your cane. I mean, it sounds like you're well-rested, so you might not need any of those things.
I'm going freestyle tonight.
My man. That's what I am talking about. So
y'all done seen George Jefferson on YouTube, so look out, here I come.
I'm not talking to him no more, man.
Weezy!
Oh, Jesus.
Nah, but my brother, get on that Get Down dance floor and do your thing. Oh, man. All right, my brother.
I'm sorry. I'm going to mute myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother Anthony Arnold on his way to the Get Down dance floor. Man.
This is Tiffany. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing
student
to the other.
Epiphany.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Epiphany Radio. This is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic John Robinson, a.k.a. J-Rob, the wise son. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, when you get here, please press 1. If you are already here and you have not done so yet, go ahead, press 1. We're not going to bite. It's the Get Down. Well, J-Rob might. I don't know. He's into all kinds of stuff. But welcome to the Get Down. Why, son, how you feeling about the show so far, bro? Get your mic off mute. You're on mute.
I didn't mean to mute myself, but I was laughing so hard with our brother. But
it's
to answer your question, I'm feeling like the Temptations when he's like, I'm doing fine up here on cloud 9.
My man.
Tonight's a great night. Tonight's a great night.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is.
But,
well,
but I had to mute
continue.
Myself.
That's all right, man. I understand, man. You know, you got to get it out. But are we ready to keep this party going? Are we ready to bring in the next poet of the evening, bro?
I'm so ready. So ready.
Who are you talking about? Coming up next to the Get Down Live open mic session, we've got none other than C-Double-34 Music, y'all. What's good, C-Double?
Y'all. I'm in the Walmart parking lot right here, and I'm kind of feeling like people want to be my audience and stuff like that. Y'all being so nosy, why don't you just come in and listen? That's how I
there
feel
you go.
About it. How are y'all
hey,
doing?
Come on and listen, man. We're doing great, man. Hey, let them come on through. Tell them come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Get on up in here and listen. Come on. Let's go ahead.
Yeah. I want to just tell you both, the collaboration is like I was hearing acid jazz, and you remember how the Weather Channel first came on, and you had your local forecast, and then you had all that smooth jazz background.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what I'm hearing from your collab, La Perla Negra, the Frivolous Connection. I was like, damn. Then Miss Lips,
mm-hmm.
and then Kingpin.
Yes.
Look, you got a great show going on. Now I'm privileged and now I'm thankful that I can make it.
The privilege belongs to us. Thank you.
Indeed. Thank you for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Because you could have been anywhere else, but you decided to hang out here with us. And for that, we're honored and grateful.
Well,
and humble.
Cool. Mm. Cool. Cool.
Why, son, is it your turn to lead him, or is it your turn?
It's my turn
to lead him? Your turn? Okay, great.
Your turn to lead him.
Okay, all right.
Listen, go ahead.
C-Double, tonight,
yes.
You know, we decide to go back. We decide to take the show back and decide to do Get Down Live. So there's not a whole lot of questions. Matter of fact, there is no questions. All we want to do is hear the dynamic poetry that you brought. So we are simply going to say, spotlight, come on, guys. We've been at this for an hour already. Where's the spotlight? Thank you. We're simply going to say,
shine the spotlight on me.
Is
all funk me. You know me better than that now.
I do. All right, bro. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Disclaimer, the words in this poem are not a reflection of the Epiphany Radio Network, Poetic J-Rob, the Wise Son, and For Real, the Poet Douglas. This piece is called, I Ain't Gotta Do Nothing For You. You included yourself in the we. Extremely light-skinned woman, trying to lift your voice to sing. Calling for action to protest hatred for a darkened dichotomy in order to raise debates and arguments to stop this systemic nonsense. I read your documents thoroughly, and I started the thought process to come to this conclusion to question, who are you really doing this for? Who gave you the authorization to make me attempt to change a satanic nation? You're not the boss of me, and you haven't paid me one red cent. I'm not here to be your equal. That would make me a female. How can I lead and protect someone like you if equality deems we are the same? You say to scream at the top of your lungs until we suffer laryngitis, to war against spiritual powers and principalities by being dumb fighting with your flesh that you wasn't even invited to. I don't see you out there in the battlefields, yet you want to be the president, sending us out where ounces of blood shed while you push our buttons sitting in your chair. Who are you to criticize? Causing us to be criminalized. Are you the soldier that's willing to die? Do you think that you are God? Telling me what I must do, urging me to get in trouble until I'm under the dirt? You desperately desire to live vicariously through a racist struggle when real talk, you want a melanated man to make love to you. While you say women of the same complexion of these wanted men are jealous of you, so tell me, is any one of them you call a friend? It's just an observation from your historical text. I read it in its context, all the contents. So now arm yourself with this complex concept. You listen to mind control programming and propaganda, dictating and bullying me to stand up like I'm being reprimanded, but not taking a stance when you never provided any evidence of being hurt using the same energy to eradicate white supremacy attached to your skin. These women did nothing to you, but you're acting on your preference. Like these men are endangered species and your goal is to have sex with them. Confession time. Why so passionate to have a king when you don't measure up? See, I ain't got to do nothing for you except spread love being sent by God. So I suggest you take your instructions and shove them up your tunnel. You don't run the Underground Railroad and your name, study all you want about Frederick Douglass and still, for real, look ugly. Wearing Frederick's of Hollywood lingerie and still be untouchable. Conduct yourself humbly. And show me I can trust you. And for the love of God, think of these things. I'm done. End of discussion. That's that piece.
Damn, kid. Tell her why you mad, son.
Yo.
Tell her why you mad, son.
Yo. Oh, my God.
And if anybody has any questions, hit me in the inbox, and I will let you know.
Bro. I got two things. This is an outstanding piece, but I got 2 points about this piece that I loved. Right? The line where you say, why are you so anxious for a king when you don't even measure up? What? Bruh. That right there. And, yeah, bro, if she got Fredericks of Hollywood on, I just might touch her. But that's it.
No.
That's it.
No, you wouldn't.
My bad. No, but this is a dope.
She'd be saying,
piece.
Come on down. No, you wouldn't.
Thank you for bringing me back, bro. Thank you for bringing me back. The Frederick's of Hollywood,
yeah, you
Hollywood
would.
Line. It just got me. Why, son?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you hit that Frederick's of Hollywood line. Damn it, I dropped my cigars talking to you. Man, listen, I'm really liking this piece. That's why I'm like, tell her why you mad, son. But, man, if they got on Frederick, they could get a pass for the night. I'm just saying.
You want Lancelot, Link, Secret Chimp, and Frederick for Hollywood? I'm just saying.
Excuse me.
Wow, really? Really? How you gonna, why you put that in my mental Rolodex?
Because I think of these things. That's what I do.
So I see. So I see, sir. So I see. But nonetheless, this is still a dope-ass piece.
Facts.
Thank you.
No, thank you, bro.
Somebody can relate.
Yes, sir.
I think a few of us can. I think a few of us can.
Yeah.
Well, all right, my brother, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so that you can cut the rug out there, man, and show them how it's done. My brother.
Yeah,
don't dance with Donna.
I got my baggies on. I got my baggies on because Ronald needs his freedom.
Wow. Wow. Seriously? And you said that live.
Like
really? Wow.
Hey, man.
Wow, really?
Hey. It's to get down live, baby. He pulling out all the stops, man. All the stops.
He dares her in. He dares her in.
Yeah, because, see, I told y'all, I want asses wiggling. I want some perfection.
Hey, you know what? I'm not messing with y'all. I'm not messing with y'all. I'm going to let y'all have that. I'm going to let y'all have that.
Yeah.
All right, my brother.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother C-34 Music, y'all. Next up on the mic, Wise Son, we got our good brother, Brother O.
Welcome on that,
O. How you feeling, Brother O?
Brother.
Oh, man, his call. No, here he is. Brother O, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Welcome to Get Down, bro.
How you doing?
Guys
doing?
Doing great.
Tonight's a great night for poetry, bro. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
My man, I like the way that sound. I like the way that sound.
Absolutely. Hey, man, hold on, bro, before you get into that. Hey, man, I saw your pics with the with a couple of Dallas Cowboys, man. I saw that, man. They came to visit my bro.
Indianapolis Colts, not the Cowboys.
Indianapolis Colts. My bad. Apologize, Indianapolis Colts fans. Apologize. But, yeah, Indianapolis Colts. Hey, man, I saw that, man. That was awesome, brother. That was all right.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, J-Rob.
Listen, Brother O, you know, Vance says Dallas Cowboys, I start shutting down. Even though I know he's a 49ers fan, I still shut down. I'm sorry. I'm big blue all the way. However, tonight's the get down. We ain't having that conversation. Tonight is the get down. Welcome to the get down, baby. Welcome to the get down. Thank you for being my special guest. Because, you know, I ain't talking to Van for 5 minutes because, you know, he made me laugh. But anyway, brother, tonight is the Get Down Live. Open mic, bro. So, we ain't even jumping into nothing crazy. The mic is yours. Get at it, boy.
Now, this song is called Brother O's Gems, the Wisdom for Single Sisters Who Are Searching for Their Kings. My dear queen, this is your love professor offering you some timeless and valuable gems as it pertains to finding your king. This following piece gives pointers along with lessons I've learned about dating relationships. Find a man who genuinely cares about you. Find a man who looks out for you. Find a man who is both loyal and faithful to you and wants you and you only. Must you show him your loyalty and faithfulness. Find a man who is committed to you and has no time to play against your heart, emotions, and feelings. Find a man who honors and respects you as a real woman as much as he honors and respects you. Find a man who appreciates you for everything you do and show your love and appreciation for him through your actions. And find a man who acknowledges your efforts to maintain the relationship. Find a man who takes care of you financially, spiritually, and emotionally. And recognizes that you have high standards that he must meet. Find a man who will stand up and defend you when your life is in danger. Find a man who loves your grandchildren and grandchildren as if they were his very own. And find a brother who is ready to step up to the plate to be that positive male example in their lives. Find a man who loves you despite your bull swings, flaws, imperfections, limitations, weaknesses, and your attitudes. Find a man who loves you for the unique black woman that you were created to be and a man who treats you as his queen. Find a man that supports your goals, dreams, and visions, and a man who celebrates your achievements and accomplishments. Find a man who enjoys conversations and a brother who you can talk to about anything. Find a man who has the potential to be either your boyfriend or husband instead of a player, teen, or a boy trapped in a man's body. Find a man who shares at least 10 something inches of common characteristics that you have. Find a man who is a best friend, lover, prayer partner, and companion who you can build a friendship with first before pursuing a relationship. Find a man who is willing to be upfront, honest, and transparent about his past as you are honest, transparent, and upfront with him about your past. Find a man who enjoys going out with you, enjoys most of the same activities you enjoy, enjoys spending quality time with you, and enjoys your company. That's at peace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's definitely that peace. Definitely that peace, brother. You basically laid it out there, man. Basically how to find the right one, you know, compatibility.
Right.
You know, all the things that are necessary to make sure that you're doing these things. You know, don't be upset if you didn't check everything off the list to make sure that this person was the right one for you. You know,
yeah.
Now you have a choice. Either you go with it and figure out how to grow from those things that are different, or you just walk away. So
yeah.
I dig this piece, man. Thank you for this. Wise son.
Tell a woman to find a man that gives your butterflies. And a man that has absolutely no problem holding hands and praying with you the way he was trying to kick it to you. And you find yourself a good man. Because that kind of cat comes once in a lifetime to most women who didn't know they were ready for such a man. And then the next thing you know, they got a man like that. And you're like, wait a minute. I got to do something different because this cat is for real.
Absolutely.
Because when a woman finds a guy that will talk to her and pray with her the way he was kicking it to her when he first met her, trying to get to know her, it's a good dude.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So you just wrote the blueprint for a lot of young sisters when it comes to dealing with men. And some older ones, but mostly these young sisters.
Because
this is a lot deeper than just Netflix and chill. So if you don't mind, brother, I would like to title this piece, if you haven't already done so, this is the blueprint to the scriptures of finding you a good man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that title.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the blueprint right there, brother.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All
like
right,
that.
Brother. We appreciate you for coming through, man, and basically breaking it down for us in your piece, man. And we're going to get you on over to the Get the Dance Floor, bro. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
I sure will. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Brother O. Keep my brother in your prayers. But, Jay, we're going to keep it moving, man. I mean, man, tonight has been great, man. And listen, I'm not full yet. I'm getting there. I'm not full yet, but I got to save room for dessert. But I'm getting there, bro. I don't know about you, but
Talk to me, man. Talk to me.
Next up. We got our favorite Canadian, Lady A, is in the building. Hey, Lady A.
Hey. How are you?
How you doing? Good. How are you?
Well,
welcome.
Thank you. It's been a powerful show. That's for sure.
Thank you
so much.
We've
been having fun.
Absolutely.
Fun, yes.
I see, I can hear that, yes. And I was having fun as well.
Glad to
and
hear.
That's all that matters. As long as you have fun with us, it's a good day.
Yeah. Now, I know there's been some very romantic pieces and there's been some serious pieces. And I thought that I would bring one about Halloween. One, I had one specifically for Halloween, but the other one is a little bit different, but a story nonetheless for the season. So if I can read one that's called Shallow Roots.
Well, the great thing about tonight, Lady A, is we don't have a question. It's Get Down Live. We are simply moving out of the way and letting you have whatever piece you want to do by simply saying, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Shallow Roots. Upon a hill with shallow roots, he stood at dusk in his black boots. Born on a Wednesday, he's full of woe, shadowed eyes, a topaz glow. Purpose propels him to the hill where moonlight shines as he stands still. Tiny boy, not yet a man, prisoner in his bed-darkened land. Anemia shows in face of gray, circles black under eyes betray, secrets held close to his chest, on bloodied feathers rests his head. Once upon a time, it's said, songs were sung and poems read. Lovers loved hand in hand while music played throughout the land. Azure canopy o'er their heads, golden sun its rays widespread. Like all dark fairy tales, joy was robbed. Music failed. Dance and song caught the train, never to be seen again. Charcoal skies and awning cold, cloak poems never told. Daily, the anemic boy climbed the hill with shallow roots. Garnet Victoria on the peak, he turned the crank and it squeaked. He tried once more in quick pursuit as oxblood spilled on his boots. Once upon a hill, tombstone stood in plasma pools. Howling winds and eerie sounds forced the boy to the ground. Music died upon the hill with shallow roots, and so did Bill. End poem.
Why, son?
I'm like, wow. Where was your mind at when you was writing this?
Well, as I said, it was dark poetry for, like, Halloween time of year, so this is what I chose from. I had a picture to go by, and it was a picture prompt, too, so that's what I wrote. Did you like
okay. The
story?
The story was really interesting, but, wow, dark poetry for real, and we don't normally get that from you. That's why I'm just like, okay, where was you? What was going on with you?
Actually, you know,
who
I had a fair
you,
amount of
who made
poetry.
You mad? Say that again, love.
Yeah, I have a lot of dark poetry, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a
different conversation.
I have a lot of different genres of poetry. I have funny poetry. I have, like, comedic stuff, and I have political stuff, romantic and sensual stuff, and dark stuff.
Okay. So we know that you got poetry for all occasions. That's
yes.
What I'm talking about. I
yes.
Like that. What say you, Van Middle?
I mean, I love dark poetry. Halloween
really?
Is... I do. I enjoy horror movies.
Yeah.
Okay. So I. Yeah. Yeah. It's one of the. Most people don't know that about me, but I love horror movies.
We know now.
But. Yeah, you know now. But this piece is definitely right for the season. I enjoyed it. It was a great
Thank
story.
You.
Great story. Great piece as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being a poet for all occasions.
Yeah. I would. Am I able to comment on Anthony's piece that he wrote?
Sure.
We can actually save that for the chat. Okay.
That'll go ahead. No, that'll
I just, yep. I really related to what he was saying, and I could visualize what he was saying, because I had visited an antebellum plantation in Louisiana quite a few years ago. And it was a part of a tour that I was taking while I was there. And they took us to this plantation home, which was beautiful, blah, blah, blah. But I'll tell you honestly that all I could hear and feel in that place, as beautiful as it was to the time, was it was so eerie because I could hear cries. I could feel it. It was so real. So his poem really resonated with me, that experience that I did have at that plantation place. And it was one and only time I've ever, the spirits were there. They were virtually there. And it was very eerie indeed and sad.
That's what's up.
Absolutely.
I can relate to that real quick. When I was in Africa and I went to the point of no return in Gori Ayam. But that's a different story for another show. And I'll tell you about that back time. It's a feeling that I'm sure you can relate to because it's something that you've already experienced, but we can talk about that later. Past that,
okay.
I love the piece. I love
Absolutely.
I'm not a horror fan, but I can dig this. I can appreciate good, dark poetry, and this is it. And I have a cat that I went to college with that does dark writing. He writes about werewolves and all kind of stuff, and it is good, but it's scary as hell. So
yeah.
That aside, I like peace. I'm leaving it alone because I'm going to get scared and I ain't going to finish the show.
All right, Lady A, we appreciate
you.
I sent you one over to, thank you so much, to the Get Down Dance Floor. One love, one mic. And make sure you show them where the Canadians, how the Canadians dance. Can you do that for us?
Oh, yes.
All right, now, that's what I'm talking about.
Nice.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our favorite Canadian, Lady A, on her way to the Get Down dance floor. Next up on the mic, man, dang it, this always happens. I'm mad at you right now, J-Rap. I am just mad at
you. I'm rubbing my hands
together. Gentlemen, I give to you Mother of Dragons. Welcome, Mother of Dragons.
Yeah!
How you doing?
Hey, Mother.
Good. How are you?
How you doing? Hi, J-Rob. Hi, Vanny.
Well, mother. Yes. Hey, you.
Yes. Welcome.
Hey, listen. I need you to hold my hand for a second. We got to walk away from Van. This is a dark skin conversation. I don't want you to repeat what I'm about to tell you, baby. But check this out. Tonight on the Get Down, this is Get Down Live. You're really pretty tonight. Look at you. But tonight on the Get Down Live, and you know, whenever I'm standing next to you, it's all the way live. So check this out. Why don't you go ahead? I'm going to stand real close to you. I know Van going to get mad at me. I'm going to stand real close to you and watch this shit. So why don't you just go on ahead and, well, fuck it, the mic is yours. Look at you. The mic is yours.
Okay. Okay. All right. Hey, little Dave, let me whisper in your ear and tell you some things that you like to hear. Ligature marks on your neck from where I grasp his sweat. He perspired at 11:11 from being intoxicated, I suppose. Seeing the rise and fall of his chest, I had to take his last breath, ravenous, from being punished by his previous predecessors. They thought that by not giving it to me, that once in a while I would starve, it would starve my appetite. So I killed them. I inhaled them. I he evaporated. And then I kissed him in places that he never knew existed. I breathed the air that he expelled from gasping and screaming every explicit word. I asked him, whose is it? Is it yours? The one thing I love to say is he's naughty. The one word is daddy. But today I did my first drive-by, my first homicide. I became a dirtbag, a lowlife, for wanting what I desire. That's that piece.
Whew. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, man. You go first. Go ahead.
It's not the direction I thought the piece was going to go when I heard you do that opening, but I'm glad because you made me think you were going to say one thing and you said something totally different. And this piece was good. This piece was really, really good. I don't know about you being a dirtbag, but it was really, really good. Thank you for that. Why, son?
You're welcome.
Just so that we understand each other, I'm currently licking chocolate frosting. And, baby, trust me, you are no dirtbag. They know that phone where we're going, babe, but I got the phone. Yeah, I like this. Mm-hmm. You can whisper that dirty stuff to me any day. You just take what you want, girl. And while you're taking what you want, I'm going to keep licking this spoon with this chocolate icing. Until you show up.
But listen here. You know, you're going to stop acting like I'm not here, John Robinson.
Oh, hi, Van.
Don't hi, Van me.
Wasn't that a wonderful piece of poetry, Van?
Yes, it was. It was great.
I was thoroughly entertained. And I must say, I really enjoy it when you bring this kind of poetry to the get down. Don't you, Van?
Yeah. I do. It's fine. It's fine. Mother Dragons, we're going to send you on over to the Get Down dance floor where I can't wait.
Walk slow.
To get
Walk
out
slow.
There and get my dance without John Robinson. So if you would be so kind.
You mean
stick
after
around and enjoy
John
the
Robinson.
Rest of the show. And you know what? I'm going to make sure, I purposely make sure that I get to talk to her first next week. Now, nothing you could do about it. One love, one mic, Mother and Dragons.
One love, one mic.
Bye, baby.
See, I can't take you nowhere. Nowhere.
What?
Where
are you
going? It's okay. You don't have to ready.
Who do we have next?
Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, coming to the Get Down Live is none other than our good brother Divine Demon is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on
what's
with you,
happening?
Man? What's going on with you?
What's up, J-Rod? How you feeling, man?
I ain't complaining about a whole lot of nothing, brother, besides there ain't nobody listening when I'm talking. How are you doing?
By the way, you make your pen dance across that paper. I think they're listening and watching.
Tell them,
bro. Thank you for the love you showed on that beat, bro. I'm about to drop the Spanish side to that because I had to write it in two languages with a touch of French just to make Van mad.
I wouldn't be mad, brother. I wouldn't be mad. It is a universal love language. So, hey. Right on, brother. You ain't do nothing but make your inbox keep blowing up. You go ahead and I'm saying, voulez-vous, chérie?
See? That's what I'm talking about.
I love it. It's good to hear your voice, bro. Everything going all right in your world?
Very good. Everything's good, man. It's good to be heard.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Wait. Man, the last time we spoke to him, he was on tour.
He was.
On the beach.
He was.
He was laying out. He was having drinks delivered. He was had his feet cocked up. He was by the swimming pool. People were feeding him grapes. I'm like, okay.
Yep. All of that was going down. You are 100% correct, bro.
So I'm just saying, you know, where are we calling from this month, brother?
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Gerard?
From Philly?
No, I
was saying, where are you calling from this month?
Oh, I'm in the office, man, at the house.
Oh, he's off tour, man. He's off tour.
He's off tour. I think it's temporary, Jay. I think it's temporary.
Yeah, he's going to stick around till after the holidays and then be right back at it. I understand.
Yeah, it's temporary. I believe it's temporary. Without question.
Nah, I got to say.
Well, man, it's on you this time.
Absolutely.
Right. Huh?
Divine Demon, my brother.
No, Chris. Divine Demon was going to say something, Van.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead, bro.
No, when you were talking about it, temporary for me staying at the crib, I was like, no, I got to stay put for a while. Because I just... You know, sign a dotted line for this purchase, so I can't move. I'll be back out in a little while.
Congratulations.
Tell you, man, great things happen when you're on tour. Now all he's doing is just sitting back, kicking his feet up, and enjoying the benefits of what he then sold.
Yep.
To be young in America again, I tell you. But go ahead, man, finish.
No worries. Divine Demon, my brother, tonight there's no question, there's no topic, no theme. It is literally whatever you want to spit. So all we're going to get out of the way. Spotlight. Finally, y'all get the spotlight right. Thank you, brother. The mic is yours.
All right. I'm going to try something a little different. This is not my normal style, but I'm going to try it out, see how it works. Called I Made Love to Her. Let me turn this mic up. She loved when I made love to her, but she hated the way it made her feel. She hated her thoughts, so I made love to her mind. She hated her sensitivity, so I made love to her courage. She hated her ideas, so I made love to her dreams. She hated her walk. I made love to her so intensely that she was able to hover through space. She hated her nose. So I made love to her titillating scent. She even hated her hands. So I made love to her touch as she caressed me. She hated her eyes. So I made love to her vision. She hated her lips. So I made love to her tongue, slowly yet forcefully sucking it as it was Godiva chocolate drizzled with melted cinnamon and warm strawberries. She hated her smile, so I made love to the fiery sensation and the warmth that engulfed me when she grinned at me. She hated it when I called her name, so I resorted to calling her ecstasy. We never really made love. We always made hate. Every single time she didn't feel good, and she loved the way the hate made her feel. Cherished, adored, and inexplicably, in love, in peace. Just to get it.
Bruh.
Wow.
Bruh. Hey, man, I wasn't expecting to be ready for dessert. But, bruh, that little Godiva chocolate line, bruh. I'm over here wiping my mouth because I got drool coming from it just thinking about that. Bruh. Hey, man, this piece is fire, bro. This is what we miss, man. We miss your ink, bro. And when you come through and you do stuff like this, man, it's like, yes.
Phenomenal. You know what's funny? I debated on doing it because I'm like, it's not going to come across right. It's not going to sound like I wanted to. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take a chance and see what happens.
Hey, good thing for chances. I'm glad you did. For sure. For sure. Wise son.
Thanks.
Bro, you said she hated her eyes, so I made love to her. I was like, yo.
Bruh, that part. That part.
She hated her touch, so I made love to her. She hated her hair, so I made love to her. I'm like, man, this is another one of those joints that I'm like, why didn't I write this first?
Right. Facts.
Damn, that's hot.
Facts. Facts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is serious, man. This is serious.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
This is dope.
Man, we appreciate
absolutely
you. This right
dope.
Here is serious.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that. All of that right there. Yep. All
it.
Of that.
Let
right
me try
there.
This big old chest shot.
Yeah, you're bad. You really badass on this one.
Sure.
Thanks.
Now, my brother,
like,
be going to
every 90 days.
No, go ahead. You said every 90 days.
Yeah, about once every 90 days I write a good piece. So I think it was 89th day when I wrote this one.
The lie? This that shit you was writing was by the pool during the tour.
That's what he did. That's what he did. That's what he did.
He said, maybe I should give him this. Maybe I should give him this one. Maybe I should
give this one.
You know what? I'm going to give them this one.
Hold on. Hold. Cabana boy or girl, whatever you are, can you bring me another iced whatever I was drinking before? Thanks. I got some poetry to write. Yeah, they're going to love it back home. Yeah, just bring me whatever I was drinking. Thanks.
Actually, the way he wrote that, Ben, we should be drinking whatever he's drinking.
Ah, good point. You had to inbox what you was drinking, bro. Real talk. You had to inbox what
you
were drinking.
Yes, sir. Please, yes, please, and thank you, in that order. Yes, please, and thank you.
Absolutely.
Y'all too much.
All right, my brother, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so you can hang out, mingle with the peeps, tell them, you could tell them that story that you, every 90 days, you write a good piece, and they just going to stop and look at you. But go ahead and see how it works.
Mm-hmm.
See how it works.
They're going to be like, wow, really?
Really?
Wow, but Ben and I already know.
We already know. All right,
appreciate
our brother. Appreciate you, man. One love, one mic.
All right, y'all be cool.
You too, bro.
Peace, King.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Wolf Hour's own divine demon coming through, slaying the mic, y'all. Slaying the mic. Let me do this now because I sometimes seem to forget because the Get Down, we just be going in. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are tuned in to the Get Down via blogtalkradio.com, you have 10 minutes. That's right, 10 minutes before you will no longer be, I'm sorry, 11 minutes before you will no longer be able to hear the rest of the show. So you might want to go ahead and dial in 319-527-6300. When you get here, if you like, you can press 1 so that you can be included in the shenanigans of tonight. If not, then just listen, you know, because we're going to keep it moving. Next up on the mic, J-Rob, we have none other than Mr. Automatic Charismatic, my go-go brother, East Coast. What's up, man?
Hey, man, I just thought that I'd call in, man. I'm driving right now. It's crazy out here.
Be careful, bro.
I want to do some poetry while I'm driving this truck, you know, but, you know. I'm in good old Louisiana.
Good old Louisiana.
Yeah.
Well, brother, we going to stop the shenanigans and let you get right to the poetry because we need you to drive safely.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I'm always, my head's still on the swivel. I mean, I'm going to help brothers, people who want to see the air. I want to give them the information. I want to help people. That's what I want to do. But I dedicate this poem, a movie I want to see, which is Till. So the name of this poem is called Emmett Till. My name is Emmett Till, Emmett Till, Emmett Till. My name is Emmett Till, let that justice be served. My name is Emmett Till, Emmett Till, Emmett Till. My name is Emmett Till, we gonna spread that word. We gonna spread the word. And it's time that we must get justice. You see, I'm gonna tell you something that's very important. How Carolyn Bryant aborted a warrant. How they took the voice of Bill Cosby, but yet, what type of arrogance, what type of murder conspiracy? You see, I see other people like Emmett Till, like Sandra Bland, Emmett Till, like. We cannot let an enemy go ahead and get away with murder. We must move further. Oh, I am Emmett Till. Yes, when justice is being served, I am Emmett Till. When they look at me, it's not just 14, 9, 4, 7, 8. I am Emmett Till. My nephew could be the next Emmett Till. When Trayvon Martin got murdered, he was Emmett Till. My name is Emmett Till, Emmett Till, Emmett Till. My name is Emmett Till, let that justice be served. My name is Emmett Till, Emmett Till, Emmett Till. My name is Emmett Till, we gonna spread that word. You see, hatred is a deep fire. But freedom for all is something that we're gonna have to require. Ain't no more taking a step back. See, we're going to make sure that our voice is heard. We will spread the word. Was Alton Sterling an Emmett Till? See, people go to an all-white jury and get acquitted. No, we ain't. We are not accepting that. And I don't care about Carolyn Bright being in a retirement home. She see her son, but the son of a black woman, she cried until her death. Get to talk about your son, your family, your conspiracy of murder, of white supremacy. You see, I'm turning up the frequency. Love for my people is not for sale, it's endlessly. My name is Emmett Till. Let justice be served for Sandra Bland. My name is Emmett Till. Let justice be served for George Floyd. My name is Emmett Till. Let justice be served for Tamir Rice. My name is Emmett Till. Let justice be served for Trayvon Martin. My name is Emmett Till. I ain't just Larry. I am the ancestor. I am the prisoner of war. I am a tribe. I am a chief. I'm a king. I am the all God in me. You can never separate blackness from who I am. You can't separate the Malcolm from me. You can't separate the Dr. King from me. And damn it, you will never separate the Nat Turner and me. Because when the rebellion of hell, you will see. I'm Emmett Till, all in me. Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, Deliver Lynching, Till gives in, I'm all in, 5 minute drive.
Damn. Right, son. Damn. I was going to say, tell him why you mad, but he already told him what was on his mind. Tell them, and just to give a lot of people in this room an opportunity to understand, if you don't do anything else.
I want to make people feel uncomfortable about racism. I want America to feel uncomfortable about racism. You don't get to talk about what you're going to do for another country when you have this portion, when you have done black folks wrong, and they only get a hate crime. You get Asian hate crime. You don't get to talk about what you're going to do for Ukraine when you have even take care of the pain here. You don't get to do that. And you acquitted the murderers of Emmett Till.
I get you, bro.
Yeah.
I get you, bro. I get you. That's why I was about to tell people.
I like to make y'all comfortable.
That's cool. But let's finish on this side of the show first. The deal is, to everybody that's listening, if you have an opportunity, definitely make sure.
Yes.
Definitely make sure. Hold up, bro. Chill. Brothers and sisters, when you get a chance, take a look at the trailer I'm going to put inside the event page about the new movie, Emmett Till. It's going to make some people uncomfortable. It's going to make some people really nervous. But these are stories that you cannot hide from, and these are stories that must be told. The person who wrote it, directed it, produced it, associate produced it, behind the mirrors, if you will, all African-American. And rather than go deeper into it, I'm just going to say take a look at the event page. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, again, dope piece. Van Meadows, what say you?
Hey, man, I thought for a second y'all forgot I was here. I mean, y'all was going back and forth just, you know, going y'all thing, you know. But, hey, great piece,
that
Auto.
That was your man.
I know
that was your man.
I know. I can dig it.
Yeah,
but that was a dope piece, a nice little reminder. And, yeah, it should be uncomfortable about racism, man. Without a doubt. So we appreciate you for doing that piece. And I would send you off to the Get Down Dance Floor, but, brother, you got something that you're hauling and you're driving, so I need you to focus on that road, my brother.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually hauling cotton. I went to in Alabama, and they have a cotton gin. White people.
Oh, okay.
Had a cotton gin, and it was kind of interesting. I say, well, the guy was nice.
We could chat about that later, bro. We're gonna keep the show moving. You and me could talk about that later. But one love, my brother.
Yeah, God
you know
bless
how we do,
man. God bless y'all. Hey, go Cowboys. I'm sorry, just let that end.
Ain't no way, bro. Not with an understanding of Giants fan.
One love, one Mike.
Yeah. He out of here. He ain't gonna come that Cowboy stuff. Nah. Ladies and gentlemen, you have about 90 seconds. If you're listening online and you want to get in, 90 seconds. Come on, dial on in. Next up on the mic, we got our good brother, Jay Walk, is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
What's going on, brother? How y'all doing?
Doing great, man.
What's
How
up, BJ?
Oh, man, y'all got it. I'm chilling on it. That's all.
I'm just happy to be here, man. Van gave me the alley oop, and he was like, "You can hang out with us tonight." So here I am. So just like y'all, I'm glad to be here,
man.
Brother.
Man,
you know
are
what?
You kidding?
I'm a
Jay.
Hold on, man.
Go ahead,
I
bro.
Here.
Thank you.
I was here, but the brother was licking the damn spoon and shit. So I heard all that.
Hey, that story got such
get him,
a
bro.
To it.
Get him, bro. Get him, bro.
You better not be sitting there your damn draws. I'm just going to tell you that much.
It got such a slant to it.
If in your draws, eating chocolate off a goddamn spoon, it's this conversation, I refuse to go any further.
The story got such a slant to it. I didn't do nothing.
Oh, man.
I just sat there and I was like, again? For real? But,
Oh, that's right. Oh, my bad. I'm so sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to go to another show and listen to that. My bad.
Oh, man. My brother, thank you for reminding him, bro.
That brother's been off the chain, man. I've been over here rolling, man. I'm laughing my ass off. Fucking dude, it's hilarious.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How y'all been, though, man?
Doing good, bro. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, you know,
until you, the team fine. Reminded me of my shortcomings, off pretty good.
Yeah. You know what? I needed this night, man. You know, it's always a good night for words, man. It's always a good night.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm so sorry. I completely forgot about that conversation. My bad. I gotta get a bathrobe. My bad. My
man. He act like ain't nobody listening, though. He act like he the only one. Just,
right. Yeah,
like
he the only one.
Actually listening to this shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
My bad.
Listening to his ass, right?
My bad. That's completely my bad, y'all. And people with good memories, y'all ain't supposed to be listening. That's my bad. My bad. My bad. I'm going to just throw the rest of this in the garbage. I'm ashamed to have it in the house now. And I got to get a bathroom. That's just my bad.
Please do.
My bad.
Hey, walk past the whole chocolate aisle at the store. Don't even go by it. Just walk past the damn chocolate aisle. I don't even want it no more.
I'm not even having that conversation no more. I'm gonna focus on you, brother, and say first, welcome to the Get Down. My bad. And brother, tonight is the Get Down Live. My bad. Mm-hmm. And I just would love if you would do Van and myself a favor, my bad, and would you please, the mic is yours, my bad.
Hey, appreciate it. This is four parts. I'm going to get through most of it. And this is titled A Quarter After the Moon. We met one night under the twinkling stars, half the night away. I was lost in a sea of her conversation like a castaway. We talked about life. We talked about love. We talked about a forbidden love that we could not be a part of. See, it felt like me and Mrs. Jones had a thing going on, and even though it feels right, we knew it was wrong, longing to kiss each other. But we dare not touch one another. We had so much in common, but we both belonged to someone else. We felt like we were perfect for each other. But it wouldn't be fair to the significant others. See, if we got lost between the covers. So we digress. The more we talk, the more guilt. The more guilty we felt, this emotion, this connection, damn the cards we were dealt. Did we break our chains and break the hearts of those who remained by our sides through the wind and the rain? Time is getting away from us. The lust is creeping in on us. Fighting temptations, we agree never to see each other again. With a look of disappointment in our eyes, we say our last goodbyes, knowing that we will be leaving each other behind soon. But we will never forget this moment that we shared, a quarter after the moon. Part two, why I love the moon. See, we vowed to stay away from each other, yet we're standing in the same spot, in the same place, a quarter after the moon. Not saying a word, our eyes say it all. This vibe, it's on a different frequency. Your spirit reaches out to me. Our shadows slow dance in the moonlight on the ground below. Mind, hearts are aligned, but still, I'm not yours, and you're still not mine. Melancholy sets in. Sorrow follows soon. It signs on our selfish desires, revealing the ugly truth. Thoughts of a cheating man, but still I remain unmoved. Lust, it still lingers in the background, tempting me and you. Bad intentions on our tongue, the moon delays the sun, pushing back the morning dew. So much said on a speechless night. And see, that's this is why I love the moon. Part three. See, don't tell the moon. What started off as casual conversation soon escalated. The attraction could not defeat us now. I mean, if we got tangled in the sheets, it's because the flesh is so weak. It begins with a thought, then manifests itself in our speech. The action that has taken place, sneaking around corners every time we could meet. Unable to hide from the moonshine, our responsibilities at home soon becomes blind. Lost in lust, destroying hearts, you know, of those who loved us. Lying and cheating, trying to get out the house every evening. What the hell was we thinking? I mean, just to be creeping, destroying a sure thing. Alchemy occurs. Lunar waves, selfishness, carelessness. We behave asking ourselves, is this a mistake? Picking up our clothes off the bedroom floor. Now we know what awaits us on the other side of the door. He closely watches us. He's watching our every move. But we can't tell a soul. And we dare not tell the moon. Part four. Hearts ripped from the seams. It seems that two selfish hearts can damage a lot of things. Broken homes, divided families. Yes, it's a harsh reality. Because what we've done that night was shined on us by the moonlight. Was used to wipe away tears. Actions of a couple lustful night will have effects for many years. See, what about the kids? No one ever think about the kids. Two people hurt two people, causing homes to split. Now we're co-parenting when we supposed to be a family. Caught up thinking about, shit, I was caught up thinking in a ding-a-ling, you know, because the lust was too overwhelming. What's the first law of alchemy? Losing everything for hot sex on the balcony. Friends by day became lovers at night. But how it all came about just wasn't right. Because she had a he, and I had a she. And we still remained, and we still got caught between the sheets. We lost everything over lust. And now we could never be together because between us, there's no trust. That's my piece.
Bro, this was a story, bro. And I enjoyed it. Poetry and a story. And I really enjoyed it. This was a dope, dope piece, bro. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. my man said, I would think with the ding-a-ling. My man, hey, that's real. That's real.
Yes,
that's real as real can get. Whew. Why, son?
This particular piece is the poetic antithesis of that musical song, that old slow jam, Secret Lovers. Because he talks about boy meets girl, girl meets boy, boy digs girl, girl digs boy. Boy and girl hook up. Boy and girl feel guilty. Boy and girl says, we ain't doing this no more. Yet they feel guilty doing it again until they get caught and lose everything. Boy and girl separate.
Mm-hmm.
They lost love because of lust. Secret lovers. Dope.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was, that one line, man, that the fourth paper wipes away the tears. You know, really think about. really think about that when that lust. When you give lust a crack, it's gonna take a mile.
You give lust an inch, it's gonna take a whole 10 miles.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. This was This is a piece, man. Actually, I started this piece in 2019.
Oh, get out of
2019. Never said it out loud. This is the first time it's ever been said out loud.
Oh, damn. Okay.
And that was, and you ever have one of the pieces, man, every piece always seems unfinished. And it started off, man, and somebody, I posted this, and someone said, nah, they got a story. You got to finish this.
Yeah.
Listen,
absolutely.
I have an answer, but I got caught licking chocolate, and I ain't saying nothing else.
You know what? One love, one mic. I'll holler at your asses later. I'm not even going to do with this dude tonight.
We're wrapped. Get over there and get down to the floor, man. One love,
man, I'm getting on down. I'm out. Peace.
Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our brother Jay Walk. We're going to keep this party going. Congratulations. If you're still hearing the sound of my voice, you made it into the overtime segment. And those that were listening, guess what? They got cut off because they ain't called in. So we're going to keep it going. Next up on the mic, area code 573. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello. What's up, fellas? Zeus and Spillum. What's
my
going
man.
On? Talking to the wrong goddamn phone. Can you hear me? What's up, man?
What's up, Sinister Spittle? How you
What's
feeling, bro?
What's happening, Sinister?
Hey, I'm about to be up and stuck. Getting on those, you know, for the show. And come by. It's that time.
Oh, man.
It's
definitely that
right
time.
Now.
It's your
right.
time. Why, son?
Sinister Spittle. Oh. Hey, man. Listen. Tonight is a Get Down. To Get Down live. So we're not going to hold you. The mic is yours. Bring us the heat, baby.
Reap the sun. Time escapes slowly from the mantle clock, like seeping water, weeping on every moment. My eyes penetrate the tangled mess. She's gone. Our fallen angels permit safe passage in their wake, disappearing like a late-season mannequin defaced. Cynically now, these notions twist sunsets into abyss. Did you ever find your reason precious? Look me in. No dream foretold love so deep. Despite your callous sins, I hid and shook. It sinks counter, bombing for weeks. Not a scent or a picture sits cracks on dividing walls. Still, the episode haunts me. You, the neighbor, lust, alone scrubbing the soiled stains of your memory. I can't stop what I didn't start, inertia and demise. Still, it persuades the dull acrids, disinfecting tides. Solutions and justice under smoky lights, corner bar, trashing the drunkards. You screwed with militant brutality. This burning disdain of footed mouth rhetoric slurred, besieged the punch drunk clarity of goggles eyes. Agitating my social repugnance like Bucky tapping at night. Slack fingers invading portals to claim territory. Explosions. The vaults keeping insanity contained. Party. Piercing mad through crowded streets. Fights. Seeking, singing, buffoons, and constituting. Violence and fight, jumping off points for evil to consume the city blood and even die. Initiating my own personal hell, curtailed deviant inside an amicable asylum of lunatic brain quells, firing just shy to relinquish vanity bounds and pedestrian eyes. Signs lost amongst ill-tongued prophets and bureaucratic swine. Meanwhile, in Schiffville, the impoverished and acidic rain breathe in raw sewage, rampant overpopulation and decline. Yes, I am nothing, a monster. Viable enough to even be alive? How the despise in me reflects in every passerby. These plastic jet-set faces and pixelated waistlines, knotted and bowed like some Italian nightmare breathing. These parasitic, dumbfounded canvases looking at steel-gray 6 millimeters of sepulchre calling, tepid firing line. This land of ambient mercy dying, walking cloak, this reaper eye, that call of isolation under blood moved rage, death cries. Visions flow, tantalizing my commercializing mind, 200 virgins to bring seductive virtual escapades. I download my libido, invigorating the spunk of my youthful eroticism. Now, there's little bravado left in my delusional point of view. These pistons hammering are shot from the hip. Fire is a pleasurable end. Destruction? Repetitive beat in. Twirling out of my life, dancing a lost incantation of derelicts. Overpowering stagnant breeze of deception or mist. My pockets, my belly, empty. Chambers, hollow point shells. Is on you, precious. Becoming me, the stain won't lift. 65 bottles and counting, my liver palpitant sickly. Monkey and I. Shining banana stupidity in your starlit insanity. Plaguing the world in your sycophant hue. Vomiting lullabies. I crawled amongst the deepest bowels. Life's most fucking shit. Honestly, I'm rancid is your essence and red reaper sense. You created him, love. Nah, time to fucking grips. The Bakery breathing ended.
All right.
Yo. Sinister spittle, sinister spittle. Hey, man, listen. Nobody do it the way you do it, man. And I'm glad you came through tonight, man, because you definitely came through and shared that different side of your pen for us. And, hey, man, just phenomenal ink, bro. I'm glad to hear you tonight, bro. Why, son?
Sinister, we've missed you, man. We've missed you. I know we all got stuff going on, bro, but on the get down, we have missed you, and we have missed your poetry. And we miss this type of ink that you're dropping for us, bro. I'm looking forward to more. I enjoyed what you brought, and I'm looking forward to more. Please stop making us wait for you for so long. We love you, man. And thank you for this.
Most definitely. My platform engagement is very limited. Go to the few, and you guys are some of the few, so you'll see me again. I got such talented dates and like your shit, though.
I hate the shirt. You sure do.
I hate to be allocated a little bit. Hey, rock on. Appreciate you, brothers. Maggie.
My man.
Appreciate you, bro. On his way to the dance floor, ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Sinister Spittle. Next up on the mic, J-Rob, we got one half host, the King and Queen's Quarters. We got Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zuina, on the mic. Hey, Zuina.
Hello. How you guys doing? Hello.
Hey, Queen.
How are y'all doing tonight?
Doing good. How you doing?
Tonight is great. It's good to hear you.
Thank you.
But
thank
unfortunately
you.
For me, I don't get to flirt with you tonight. It's Van who gets to talk
nope.
to me. So
he sure doesn't.
I don't get to flirt with you. So I'm going to be quiet and let Van do what he's going to do.
It's my turn. It's my turn. Queen Simmons, come on. I'm not gonna take you by the hand. I'm just gonna grab you by your waist. I'm gonna slowly walk to.
Wow, in front of me too, right? In front of me. You gonna grab my whole waist in front of me? That's what we're doing.
Absolutely. And I'm gonna go ahead and
all right.
let you have the mic. The mic is yours.
All right. I was in a space earlier, and they were talking about the fact that this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and it prompted this piece. I don't think it's finished yet, though. All right. Here we go. When he said, till death, I didn't think he meant it. Didn't think he was setting intentions towards my ending. When he said it, his breath hitched and his smile, a sly thing, a waning moon that didn't meet his eyes. But gratefully, graciously, I wore the white. He dressed as groom. He even bought me flowers, too. He brought dramatic bougainvilleas, pressed my hands around their thorns. I picked this woman, dressed me to be impressive, in a garter turned tourniquet, the binding flowing the blood to a trickle, dying slowly, almost feels like maintaining. Almost, I take this woman, the something borrowed. Her name was, well, her name was her name. I don't blame her. An unloved girl cleaves to anyone who claim her like I did. Hell, I am her. Only difference is tenure in entertaining your bullshit. So I'll call her nameless, blameless, innocent, hungry, corroded artery, supple, a pleasure for your juicy fangs to nuzzle with her blood. So on his lips he said, I take this woman, this counterfeit contract constricting boa around finger, the something blue was black too. It was the bruises, edges, yellowing, jaundice, and unclean like groveling yellow eyes and teeth. As the bruises fade, I can't help but admire the beautiful mess they made. Ombre'd edges, semi-frayed, an outline reminded me of the purple columbine. Weathered and worn, adorning me in a fantastic watercolor display of varied states of healing. They look like the Milky Way. I blur my eyes as the tears take me to a galaxy far away, away from here, away from him, far enough to find my strength. I can't remember my will ever being stronger than him. His fist, his incessant insistence, his words, glass shards, get lodged too deep to dig out all its pieces, policing my own thoughts for a glean of things he'd find unclean. I mean, look at me. If we leave the team to read me, I am a less desired species, unrefined black woman. What man would need me? I should forgive the one who mistreat me. It's hard to find a black man who'll be decent. It was just one time he didn't mean it. I mean, he hit me again when we weren't in agreement, and the third time I picked my head off the cement. The fourth time, he meant it when he said he was wrong. The piece from that lasted a whole year long till he crashed me in the car to my favorite song, I Take This Woman. He said with a face that if I traced it, would lead to a place where love was synthesized into a sticky, sweet substance. A simple syrup for simpletons to subsist on. I take this woman, I take her heart to have and hold till death do us part, but I didn't think he meant it. Spent years spinning false hope, necromancer, phantasmos. He made love with a ghost of the idea of one another, breathing life into a salted garden. I take this woman. The something old was his belief that he'd never see this change in me. This fire that burns inside of me grew brilliantly as I blow baby breaths of hope into slow embers. Do you remember me this whole? I blow baby breaths of hope, urging me to remember. Can you recognize me this big? Can you take me like this? Can you take this woman as she is? When he said till death, I didn't think he meant it. Didn't think he was setting intentions towards my ending. I mean, he was so good at pretending. He promised me the sun and moon. He bought me pretty flowers, too. And like so many love stories, he bought me the thorns, the underbelly of ever after that we were never warned, leaving me torn between unknown oceans and familiar storm and mourning amongst the trappings of exsanguinating sentient beings falling in love with the idea of things. It took me years and cost me two things. Became my attitude. Instead of I do, I bid you adieu. With this ring, I say goodbye to you. And that's it so far.
Damn. Woo.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Jay.
who is this dude so that me and Van can knock on his door and whip his ass? Cause
that part.
Damn. I'm just like, oh my God, really? Can we whip his ass for you?
Please.
This is an outstanding piece, and it just spoke of some serious truth. Exceptionally powerful. Exceptionally powerful. Poetic.
Hey.
Damn.
This is one of those pieces where you just want to grab somebody by the throat and be like, will you put your hands on her for like that? Why you do that?
If you ever.
If you ever. Listen, this was phenomenal. I love this. Sad truth, but it's someone else's truth. So thank you for sharing that. Great piece. Great piece.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you. Now, before we send you off to the Get Down Dance Floor, can you let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany Radio?
Yes, of course. So, not this week coming up. Halloween week is going to be dedicated to the Boss Man, Van Meadows, and La Perla Negra. You guys are going to be taking the night. So, King and Queen's Quarters will be back the following Monday. 9 p.m. We haven't decided on a topic, but join us here on Monday night. I'm sorry. Absolutely. That piece had me a little discombobulated.
It's all right. It's all right.
I completely understand. It's okay.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the space. I appreciate the night.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. We appreciate you.
All day
so
long.
So get on over to the Get Down Dance Floor. There's some people over there waiting to put their hugs on you, you know, and ready to cut the rug with you as well. So thank you.
All right.
One love,
thank
one mic.
You.
Take your socks off.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Even though you walked over to the microphone with Van.
Ah, get over it. Just get over it.
I'm allowed to be jealous. I'm allowed to be jealous.
Let it go. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Queen.
One love and one mic.
Check her out. Next Monday night on King and Queen's Quarters. Next up on the mic, we have Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mojave, Epiphany's own. What's good, bro?
What's happening, fellas?
What is happening?
What's up, cuzzo?
What's happening, family? What's happening? Cuz you, I say good day, sir.
I say good day.
Good day.
I am rather tired, but I'm going to read this poem, then I'm going to take my happy ass to sleep, because I am getting on a plane. I'm leaving on a jet plane. Dallas.
Why is
I'm right here.
You can hear me, right?
We can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
We can
hear you. For the Giggles and Gus Showcase, me and Denario had my drip. It's going to be fun. We'll see what happens. It's a little strange. I hate spirit. Spirit makes you pay for everything underneath the sun. I was like, oh, you want Wi-Fi? Hey, yeah, that's turned out. Hey, you want an aisle seat? That's $24. You want to get on the plane early? That's another $10. You know, it's nickel and dime people.
You want a life preserver? What's your blood type?
What's your blood type? We'll decide from there. All right, but let's see what happens.
Why, son, it's up. You're up.
Cuzzo, check this out.
Yes.
Tonight is the Get Down Live, Daddy. It's the Get Down Live. We ain't got no prompt. We ain't got nothing. It's just straight open mic. So, Daddy, listen, we going back in time. Way back in the time. When we used to tell the poets, the mic is yours. So tonight, let me give it to you straight. The mic, yeah. Mojave, the mic, yeah, is yours. Give it to him.
I'm gonna do a throwback for y'all. Just throwback for you. Ready?
We are connected. You awakened me, kissed my spirit from seven leagues, yet I feel you firmly on my lips. You bask in the light of my soul, touch my enemy as if you were touching the most intimate parts of me. Gently. Gently, your smile comforts me, returns the confection with a ton of confection that your presence is warm within me sweetly. Woman, you got me. You got this fight in you. You dance deftly, two-step with passion, squeeze my heart, make my mind part when you waltz, open your arms so I can feel your pace, the way you caramba your spirit and fill my space. You inspire the king in me, raise my spirit, love me gentle, but keep hugs strong. You give me sweet. Kiss my hips with your divinity. Cross my lips with sacred intimacy. You make my chakras emanate pure joy. And from the love we make, I didn't know how to belong until you called me yours. Yet somehow we are still free romantically with no boundaries. Our line stepping is habitual. The ritual of loving kindness, heartbeats caressing this kinetic energy, beating through chest, the blessing of never stressing, always knowing how our seed is going, ever in a day. With light, with love. I didn't know how to belong till your lips taught me a song. And that song sang about the glory of loving you. You got a fight in you. Dance deftly, two-step your passion, squeeze my heart, make my mind part when you waltz. Open your arms. I can feel your pace. The way you caramba your spirit and fill my space. You inspire the king in me. You inspire the king in me. And that's the beast.
I'm digging that whole king in me joint. That's a real romantic, inspirational piece. It's like finding the woman that you didn't know was supposed to be yours, and you finally discovered her, and she helped discover the king in you. That's pretty fucking dope. I like that.
Well, thank you. Cause I like appreciate that.
Van Meadows, what say you, sir?
Amen. Amen. Listen, Javi, that man, you know how I feel about your work, bro. Know how you come in and you do your thing, and we just sit back and we just like, yeah, that's my hobby. My hobby doing that thing that my hobby do. That's what we're talking about. Right there. Yeah, get it, my hobby. Do that thing that you do, baby. Oh, my bad. Yeah, great piece, bro.
Wildin'.
Amen. But
in the words of DMX. That's your man.
Check this out. Let everybody know what you got popping off this coming Tuesday.
Oh, I'm glad you asked me that question.
Well, this Tuesday, here on the 50 Radio Universe, the Starship, where we boldly go where poetry has never been before, for real, Entertainment Network, where we encourage you to take your socks off. A baby, baby. Now, this Tuesday, we will be having Fly Speak Open Mic, featuring the very dope and incredible lyricist known as Deep Thought, the lyricist. And we'll have a few other surprises as well. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. West Coast, here. 50 Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Take your socks off. So, that's it.
That's what's up.
My man.
Mini commercial in the commercial. Hey.
That's what's up, bro.
Oh, my man. I like this.
So now.
I got a surprise that I'm going to send you in about an hour, cousin, so be prepared. You're going to like this.
Okay.
Better than the last surprise I gave you. Better than the last surprise I gave you when we was in Philly.
Oh. Okay. All right, gentlemen. I'm going
Sir.
To go do the Naked Huck a Buck. Puppy Rudy Laws be damned. I'm going to get on his dance floor. Peace and blessings. One love, one
yeah.
Mic.
Yeah, one love and one mic. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down dance floor, that is our good brother Mojave. Check him this Tuesday. We're going to keep this party going. We're going from a Mojave to Gina Storm. Hey, Gina. Welcome. Gina Storm, are you
muted? Well, peace Tuesday. You know I miss Monday, according to For Real. So I'm just going to let you have that. But happy Thursday, y'all.
Happy Friday Eve, baby. Happy Friday Eve.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It is indeed Friday Eve.
Come on now. Go ahead, Van.
Well, Gina Storm, welcome to Get Down Live. Tonight there's no theme. There's no question. But what it is you, the mic, the spotlight, and we getting out of your way so you can go ahead and get on down. The mic is yours.
Yeah, I was going to write something if y'all had a topic for the evening that I could adhere to. But since it's an open mic and Automatic Charismatic came on previously, I got to do what I got to do and freestyle my piece.
Let's get it.
All right. I'm going to title the poem that I'm doing tonight, The Domestic Violence. There was a time in my life when I thought that domestic violence meant that there was some kind of physical altercation between a husband and a wife. But I learned on this day that sometimes domestic violence is simply a situation where you live in the same location as a person that you're either related to or in a love relationship with. Who chooses violence in a situation involving you? It was sad, you see, because October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and it's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So I was in the car with my second mom, my aunt Myra, my mother's sister, Bibi, was riding, and I was shotgun, you should see. Phone call from my brother, who happens to be a local cop. I live in Joliet, Illinois, so he's part of the JPD. And he said, "Hey, what you doing?" And I said, "Putting my trash cans on the curb." "Why? You need to go to the bathroom? Mom's in the living room. She can let you in the house if need be." You heard? She's like, "Oh, I'm not even over there by y'all address, because I have two homes, the one that is indigenous to me and the one that is shared by my first and second mommy. And I wasn't at the condo. I was at my crib, putting the recycling the trash can on the curb, because it's Thursday and the garbage man will come by on Friday. I didn't want my neighbors to be alarmed or alerted to the fact that I was not going to be home. So I got the mail off the porch and the package off the stoop, and I went in the house, and I changed the lights inside, because I don't know about y'all, but this is the way it computes. People know that there are patterns in other people's homes, even if they don't see them around the spot. You know whether or not you're home. So I try to bury the lights that I leave on when I'm not going to be in my own domicile. And I'll be by there again tomorrow, but I won't spend the night until Saturday night. Ooh, child. one of those people was in a situation previously in which I had to call 911, and the first thing that was said by the person who made the call, even if it wasn't with me, it's a bad situation over here in this violence, and I feel like my life is in danger. Now, that's happened when I was the victim and the perpetrator. So I understand domestic violence explicitly, emphatically, completely, in no way that you need to ever think that I don't understand what it means to be the person who needs to either have the police department to come to their aid or to lock them up right away. I've been in both positions, so I understand this. And I'll tell you what my mission is, to make sure that no one feels like their life is being threatened in the place in which they dwell. It doesn't have to be a love relationship. Sometimes it can be your child, and that's what happened today. And I couldn't just shrug it off or think that it was going to go away. There was no, for me, oh, well, you know, my daughter's intended spouse, because that's just simply our fiance and not married, had decided that he was going to do something crazy and let it all go down south. My daughter's at work, and she doesn't take personal calls except on her lunch and her break. So I called Bart, who is my friend, and I felt like she needed to let it be known that the thing that she was going through, she had someone who's also been through the same thing, and I wanted to let her know that her heart would be on the mend. And I'm from the old school, so I felt like if you spare the rock, then you spoil the child. And her son had never had a spanking. And maybe that was the reason that he called her 8 B's on this day. Broke some things in the house and in the backyard before he took his leave. My daughter and my grandchildren are safe tonight, and I'm unfortunately in a position again when I have to decide what was right. But I hate that this is even a situation that came into play. So on this last few days of the month of October in 2022, all I can say to you, it doesn't hurt. If you're in a situation where someone that you love causing you pain, trauma or stress, it's a domestic violence situation. And sometimes you're the victim. Yet I digress. My name is Gina Strong. So thank you for indulging me, and that's my piece.
Wow.
Heavy.
That's pretty heavy right there.
Indeed. Why, son?
Well, I've done a couple of pieces for Domestic Violence Month for some organizations, so I can definitely understand where this piece is coming from. And to anyone who has ever experienced anything in that realm, please do us all one favor and say something to someone, even if you got slipped them a note. You don't have to suffer in silence. And if you need to talk to someone, find someone to talk to that you love and you trust, and get out of the situation, because you're necessary and you're needed. And before I get emotional, I'm going to let it go to you, Vin.
I agree.
Thank you, John Robinson. I appreciate that, because silence allows violence to continue.
Absolutely. And we must speak up. You know, if you feel like you can't, you most certainly can. There are a lot of programs out here to help. There are a lot of people out here that just truly care. So please make sure you're using those avenues and those resources. Don't be silent. Gina Storm, thank you for that piece. Very emotional, but I appreciate it. And thank you for being transparent and willing to share that with us tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you, Poetic. Thank you both for having me. You know, this is my Friday Eve, and I always come to the Get Down to Get Down, and that's what I did this evening. It's a necessity.
You know what it is.
And I feel it. You know, amen. Honestly, I got to do me. So I love y'all. I appreciate
love
you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, baby.
On her way to the dance floor is Gina Storm, y'all. Next up, y'all, we got the one and only CEO of Raw Links and Epiphany Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you For Real, Baby Baby.
Baby Baby, take your socks off. What's up, fellas?
What's good?
Salute,
bro.
Big bro.
What it
Salute,
do,
man.
Baby. Take your socks off.
Hope you enjoyed your
What's
birthday
up?
Week, man. Hope you had a fantastic yeah. October, my man. And, yo, all praise
hey.
Is due to you. And I really enjoyed the show that you did on Clubhouse. Salute to you on that, man. Salute.
Absolutely,
hey, thank
bro.
You, man. Thank you, and shout out to Jared, J-Rob. You know, I keep messing y'all names up. I'm sorry, brother. To Jared, Just Jay, Gina Storm, Tila Shell, and everybody that had something to do with Small House over there, man. It was phenomenal, and I enjoyed myself. And shout out to you, and I hope you enjoyed your birthday weekend as well, my brother.
I had a really, really good one. October has been fantastic to your boy. I have a newborn
yeah.
niece and nephew. I took myself to dinner,
yeah.
hung out with some people, had some good cigars. Man, October was a good
yeah.
month. And this has been a better October than I've had
yes,
in a long time. So thank you for asking.
Same here, man. I need a vacation to get over to celebrating, you know. It was good. It was good.
Mm-hmm. Why, son?
It was really good.
What's
yeah.
up, man?
Oh, I get to do it?
Yeah,
Listen,
man. You,
for real.
Yeah, man.
This is apropos that two Libras get to do this one. I get to talk to the CEO, who's my big brother and a Libra, an October Libra
yeah.
at that. So I get a chance to say, listen, big bro, tonight
Yo.
Is the Get Down Live. We ain't got no topic. It's open mic, daddy. All
yeah.
we need you to do, we ain't even going to say get on down. Tonight we're going back to the old school, and we telling everybody
yeah.
the mic is yours. So
mm-hmm.
in honor of that,
yeah.
my big brother, the mic is yours, baby. Do what you do
yeah.
when you do what you do.
Hey, thank you, J-Rob, the wise gun. Hey, look, man, I'm going to deliver something to y'all. I hope y'all like it, man, because I just wrote this while I was listening to the program tonight. So some sappiness, and I hope y'all can dig it. The title of this piece is Her Silence Stared. Her silence stared daggers of anticipation. And I felt her every longing's want piercing my heart like acupuncture, needling, pinching, signal sending in silence. My eyes were completely locked in, and my gaze spoke silently, eyes whispering, unblinking, everything that I've been feeling, thinking. See, she be what my eyes desire, so I stare intently with good intention. She has my full attention, and I'm trapped in. I can't help but to stare. See, her eyes got me locked in there. Lips, hers silently trembling, mine fully understanding, and suddenly I wanted her. I wanted her. I was pulled in. I was pulled in, moaning inwardly in silence, that moan that we moan when something tasting real good. I wanted her. And that feeling that's building when you find yourself kissing, slow breathing, hearts beating, when that ice is finally broken and you're holding her, eyes closed, but you're not dreaming. You're touching her and being touched by her. And the heaving, heavy breathing matches hers. She had an appetite. She hungered, and it needed to be fed. Like a warm hug in your mouth, I wanted her. I wanted her to wrap the warm arms of her love around the shoulders of my lips. Embrace it. This beautiful visual to just bathe in its elegance. The brilliance of her flirtatiousness. I wanted her even more. Yet I just stared, see. she be what my eyes desire. So I stare intently with good intention. She has my full attention. I'm trapped in. I can't help but to stare, see her eyes got me locked in there. She's got me hypnotized, caught up in her vibe, got me vibrating on high. Real shit, I'm locked in, I'm lit, and the look in her eyes ignited it. Smile, flirtatious, curve at her waist, vivacious. Those lips, she loves teasing me, and I love being teased by her. Her silence, she's twerking it a little bit, relighting the vibe. If she keeps it up, I'll be on her before the light of the candle dies. I love this vibe. So I sit back and allow my eyes to be made love to, enjoying this orgasmic buildup in my tear ducts as moisture wets my pupils. I stare longingly in a trance, unable to move, yo. As she stares with anticipation in her eyes that said, let's go. Beautiful were her lips as she slowly blew out the candles with eyes that spoke of how she wanted me to. And I was moved, deeply moved, as she began to closer to me with the sound of her heartbeat turned up completely. And I just stared in anticipation of her arrival in silence. In silence. Her silence was beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful, as her eyes spoke. For real.
That was a great piece, my brother. We officially are giving you the Chief Win Long Bow of the Night Award. You did it, bro. Oh, you, man. This was phenomenal, though. Phenomenal.
Thank you.
Sappy, too.
Thank you.
Why, son? Are you muted?
Damn it, I was. I'm sitting here giving this man compliments and he didn't hear me. Boy, you do that sappy shit real well. But this is an absolutely dope piece. Because you put some emotion in this one. So it was sappy like, yeah. They love me.
Yeah.
They love
me. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I dig this a whole lot. I like this.
Thank you.
Thank you. No,
you
thank
to
you.
Mess around with a little bit.
It's Libra season, so I know it was coming. This is absolutely dope. Go ahead, Van.
Hey, thanks, man.
Absolutely, bro. Hey, bro, before we let you get over to the dance floor so we can get to this last caller, man, what you got going on in Epiphany Radio?
Hey, man, nothing but the Soul Cafe. Seems like Halloween might be that thing. Join us. Hey, pick up your pen. You ain't got to bring a piece. We're going to create them right there on the spot. And that's Monday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time at the Soul Cafe at Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, your poetry outlet. And that's that piece.
All right.
My man.
Take your socks off to get to that dance floor.
Baby.
Ladies and gentlemen. You heard the CEO. Let's catch him this Monday night. Next up, we got area code 620. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kimber Love.
Hey, Kimber Love. How you doing?
Hey, you.
Hey. How y'all doing? Y'all sound good. I'm enjoying everybody.
You
sound
you,
good.
You sound good. Yeah, you took the words right out of my
you
mouth.
You sound good.
For sure.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, I'm nervous. It's been so freaking long. I think it's been like 2 years or so.
It has.
That's all right.
But guess what? We still here.
Go ahead,
for
Van.
You. Still here for you.
Yeah.
Yes, we got you. But we don't want you to get cut off. We want the people to hear you. Right?
Right.
You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Because I know I'm ready. Yeah. I'm excited right now.
Yeah. I'm ready.
All right. The mic is yours.
All right. Well, I do want to say my piece is not for domestic violence tonight, but I am a survivor of like 22 years, basically. I walked away 22 years ago and been free ever since, so I'm grateful for that. But my piece is, thank you. My piece is called Poetic Prisoner number 02142005. I am a prisoner to the spoken word poetry, a gift indeed filled with much responsibility, so I don't spend it lightly. Nevertheless, I am a prisoner indeed. I'm bound to everything required of me. No rest was left inside of me. I submit it. I come to the place where I can admit it. And I know my life could never be acquitted. It's far too late for me. Diligently, I done tapped into my destiny. Now, I don't want to be free. I had to embrace the mysteries and the fantasies together. My inspirational fetters, guilty of being this vessel that fronts words, words that tell my story, words that tell your story, all of the good, the bad, and the ugly, leaking profusely, yet ushering in a brutal beauty of release that somehow sets others free. How could this be? Y'all don't hear me. I'm guilty of fronting the image of a fly-ass queen full of love's love. They call me Kimber Love. Yes, it's true. I am a prisoner to love, too. Poetic prisoner number 02142005. See, I'm allowed to shine for a time and speak whenever or wherever the need be. The people, they pull on me. But at the end of the day, when that gate closes behind me, all I have left are a few oohs and ahs, a few head nods, and no arms of loving care that wrap around me. That be my vulnerability speaking. Where's the poet who can relate to the heavy weight behind this gate? As for me, I wait. Wait to be found by just one in my background who can handle my crown. I need just one place where I can really let my hair down, like somewhere out there someone would dare to understand the little bit of pain and insecurities that hide within a pen. Someone who is both lover and friend. That one soul who could really know that deep inside, I'm still just a woman. But I don't know, poet. Maybe the cross we bear is just too much to share. Maybe some just think that we can say all the right things with no real meanings. That instead of being trustworthy and loyal behind these words or mild-mannered type frame, that we're just out here playing a game. Don't they see these chains? And that's my piece.
Yes, that is your piece. Probably the last minute didn't get recorded because we got cut off. But great piece. Great piece, why, son? That's a great piece. Well,
hey,
what a way to make a triumphant return.
I don't care. That's I don't care who didn't get to hear her. I got to hear her. I got to hear her, and I love this. I got to hear it. I got to hear, and I'm in a good space now. I got to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, Kimberly, this shouldn't be the last time that we hear from you. And in the event that this did get cut off, like Van said, please come back next week so we can make sure that you are early in the game and we get to hear something else from you, because your poetry must be heard. Please.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. You can't be taking these long hiatuses and expecting, you know, next time you go disappearing, we won't come hunting for you. That's a promise.
I'm going to come find you.
That's a promise.
I'm going to find you. I'm going to just look up your IOP and just find you and just be like, walk in the neighborhood just screaming your name until someone says, damn it, she lives over there.
Right.
Y'all know how to find me.
All right, darling. But we enjoyed you getting over to the dance floor, because we can finally come out to the dance floor and do our thing, y'all. One
love.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, man, what a show. I would give out show stuff, but, you know, I give it to y'all that's here. I don't know if, but join us tomorrow night. Iron Sharpens Iron. Anonymity and Danielle.
Iron Sharpens?
Sure.
Come
sharpen
on,
iron. Come on now. All right, y'all. One love, one mic. Continue to take your socks off.
One
watch
love, one
mic. Let's get to this dance floor, baby.
I'm on my way, man.
Peace.
Peace, y'all.